So you're being all sick all last week, then, you little bitch?
Yeah, dog.
God, fool, what you have?
I had everything, fool.
Why are you fucking lying, cough, bro?
I had AIDS, fool. I had chlamydia.
Get for like the hell out of here.
I had the gonorrhea.
Probably just had a stuffy nose and that was it.
Nah, it started. It started with like a stuffy nose. And then the next day I woke up, dude, and then my throat was like hurting like crazy. And I was like, great. My tonsils are going to have an infection again. And I was tripping. I thought it was going to like hurt, but it was just a sore throat. And then it went away, but then I got a cold and I had a nasty ass cough. I was coughing up mucus for like 4 days.
Oh, that's nasty.
Yeah.
I hate coughing up mucus.
That's that lung infection.
Especially in like you're at work or something, you can't go and spit out the mucus once it's in your mouth. So you just got a little. It's nasty.
I have a little napkin in my hoodie.
Oh, that's gross, dude.
And I throw it away.
I never have luck with that. Whenever I try to do that, it just goes onto my chin.
That's nasty.
Yeah, dude, it's so gross, dude.
You gotta be like two kinds of retarded.
It's just, I can't. I spit it.
I have a beard and it doesn't happen to me.
I spit it, but then like once I pull it back, it like, has like the little string.
Then don't spit it.
And it just goes down. And I'm just like, ugh.
Don't spit it. Wait till you can get a chance and then cough it out again.
I'm not gonna do that ever again. I'm just gonna spit it out. And that's it.
Get a little cup. And next
you get a cup. Oh, that's nasty.
Like you're chewing tobacco.
Yeah, it's nasty.
Yeah, and then my tonsils were still swollen for like a week until a couple of days ago.
Oh, they finally went down?
I think a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, so now we can go to Chick-fil-A? That's what you're telling me?
Sunday, fool.
Oh, fuck. God damn.
Oh, no.
Jeez, bro. It's like the world's against me with Chick-fil-A. No, I'm joking. I had some Chick-fil-A on Friday, actually. Shit was bomb.
Remember I told you that about the Falcons stadium?
Yeah.
How they have a Chick-fil-A? The football games are on Sundays, and they don't open Chick-fil-A on Sundays.
Yeah.
So that one's closed, too, so it's kind of stupid.
Yeah, you told me about that. I thought it was pretty redundant, too. Like, what the fuck is the point? Like, I understand that you have Monday Night Football, and you have, like,
yeah, but that's Saturday, like almost but never.
Sundays, like, the good days, where, like, most crowds can actually go watch the game.
Yup.
But you're not going to have it open during that day? That's, like, the biggest day for business.
Dumb,
dog. But I don't know. At least they're sticking to their, like, morals, I guess. Having Sundays off.
It's not morals. They're sticking to their ideas, I guess. They're, their code.
Their code.
Christians.
By not opening on
Sundays.
Sundays
for Jesus, for resting.
Exactly. Sunday Sabbath.
I wonder if you can hear the rain on the mic.
Doesn't seem like it.
No.
No, it's quiet as fuck.
Dude, I freaking love this rain, dog. It feels like it's February.
I know, dude.
It's almost June and it's still...
It's about to be summer.
We're still wearing hoodies.
And it's fucking cold out.
I love it, dude.
So
like,
cold.
I'm enjoying every day of it because...
I don't.
Freaking... Summer sucks, dog.
I don't mind it, fam. It's just... I hate it when it's cold.
I know you don't hate it because you work in a place with AC.
Yeah.
I freaking just despise it, bro. Like...
Don't you have AC there?
We don't use the AC.
You guys just use those fans then?
Just use a fan. Fans don't help. Fans doesn't make cold air. Fans just moves the
hot
air.
Yeah, it just moves the hot air. You're right. Because we have AC, you're right. But the only thing that sucks is the walk to my car. Because if I'm wearing like a white shirt and it's raining hard like this,
yeah.
My white shirt just becomes a see-through shirt.
Ooh, that's good for you.
And it fucking sucks.
You can see your big-ass nipples.
What do you mean? Stop?
Oh, that shit sucks, in the summer, huh? When you try to sleep, it sucks too.
Well, I have AC in my room, so...
Yeah, I don't have AC.
This is like a personal problem right there. You better solve it yourself.
That is a personal problem. I'm telling you my personal problem.
So solve it, huh?
There is no solving.
Send me a little bitch and just buy an AC unit.
Nah, you're retarded.
God, you're retarded, bro.
I'm just gonna get an ice box. Some ice in it and a fan.
Oh, no.
A little bit cold air, man.
What is it? A do-it-yourself? DIY?
DIY. You dumbass.
Bro, I went to that fancy restaurant again yesterday.
Oh, yeah? What'd you get?
Ooh, we got a lot.
Calamari?
No, we ain't getting calamari, but we got two appetizers, which was beef tartare. That was pretty bomb. You don't like it, though, huh? Because it's raw meat.
Raw meat is... I don't know.
Because it was raw, but it was bomb, though. Like, you had chunks of bacon. Like, if you had a chunk of bacon, you ate it. It was, like, a little chewy, but it was bomb.
I don't like a lot of bacon.
It was bomb. It wasn't a lot. It was just, like, a couple. It wasn't a lot. So, like, not every spoonful you get a chunk of bacon. It was only some.
Chunk of bacon.
It was bomb, though. And then it came with, like, this little mustard whatever.
Oh, mustard?
But that thing, like, once you put a little bit, it had, like, these little balls in it. And the balls, once you bite them down, it had even more mustard in it.
Mustard seed.
I think so. Yeah, I think that's what it was. But it was bombing either way. Then we got another one. We got another entree, which was just like different slices of like ham, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't ham. It was venison.
Oh, we had deer meat.
Yeah, we had deer meat. Then we had pig, and then I forgot what the other one was. I think the other one was just beef. I don't remember. Well, yeah, it was three different ones. They had like mini pickles. They had cauliflower, different seasonings and stuff. That was pretty bomb. And then we also got, on top of that, we got two little pastas. One of them was like a spaghettini with oysters or something like that. That one was bomb, though. It had like seaweed in it, and it was like cheese. It was so good, though. So good.
I had family over yesterday, and there was hella food. Like, somebody brought Krispy Kreme, and somebody else brought a gigantic box full of bolillos and like bread, like sweet bread.
Pan dulce.
Yo, somebody made carne asada. My dad made carne asada and grilled chicken wings. And then somebody made birria.
Damn, fam. No invite?
That was beans. But you were at your fancy ass restaurant.
Bro, I could have still passed through.
Beef tartare and venison.
I could have gone in there after.
Nah, son.
We also got this fat ass steak, though. That steak was bomb. It was the first steak I've ever had. It was so good. He ordered a medium rare, but it was like, honestly, it was like 3/4 of my arm. That shit was huge. A fat stack of steak.
What was it?
It was, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because what it was called was like the snake something, like river snake something.
Are you sure it wasn't a snake?
No, it wasn't a snake. It was way too fat, but it was bomb, though. It was really bomb.
Yo, now that we both make money, we can finally go to Fogo de Chão.
That's that one restaurant you said that was like all you can eat.
The Brazilian steakhouse.
Let's go, dude. I'm down.
We fired.
All you can eat.
Yeah, that's what I had yesterday. I didn't eat much of it, though, because I went...
Are you sure? Why?
Because I had gone to Costco for lunch.
Damn, fat ass.
Oh.
No wonder you're getting all these pounds. Look at you. God damn.
I'm hitting records here. I'm breaking...
Oh, bro.
Breaking personal highs.
Oh, no. High cholesterol? High diabetes? Oh, no.
High blood sugar, fam. High cholesterol. I'm getting there.
Bro, might as well just put the gun in your mouth, you know?
I'm about to erupt.
It's going to be like a hamstring if you give it soda.
Not even... I could fart, though.
Oh, no.
We're having a bunch of junk lately, though, man.
Not really. I finally had a Pokeball. Pokeballs are pretty bomb. Have you ever had one?
Nah, I know what it is. It just doesn't look good to me.
Really?
I would try it.
It's bomb.
But I'm not in any rush to be like, oh, I love it.
Pokeballs are bomb, actually.
It's a freaking sushi, like, in a bowl. That's what it is.
Essentially, yeah. They put, like, rice at the bottom, and then they put... But I was imitation crab in it, and then I had some avocado, and then I had... some spicy mayo sauce and some spicy poke sauce they had there. I had salmon, and then I had spicy tuna in there.
You know, at this stage...
seaweed. It was bomb!
At this stage in our lives, I thought I'd be over my hate of avocado.
You still hate it? Because you're a bitch, bro. That's why.
It looks nasty, bro.
It's not nasty,
the texture's
dude.
Nasty with the
How
color.
Is it nasty? It's like lettuce.
It's not like lettuce.
The color is not like lettuce.
It's not... The texture and the color combined with the taste, I can't do it.
You're so weird, dude.
It's, no, bro.
Because it's bomb. I love that shit. Especially in, like, in the salsa. Ooh-wee. Fucking love it.
Nah, son. I remember, like, it was, like, in middle school. I went to the taco shop after class, and then I walked home. It's not a long walk, but it's not a short walk.
Yeah.
And I ordered my burrito, and I took it home. And I ordered it without guac. And when I got home, I bit it, and I had guac, and I was like, I'm not walking back there. I just throw away the burrito.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why can't you just pick it out?
Because it's mixed in. Like, it's all mixed in. With
oh,
the
meat. I see what you mean.
It melts kind of. It's disgusting.
It's
I threw
disgusting.
It away.
It's bomb.
I was like, damn, fam.
That shit is bomb.
It's supposed to be delicious.
I love avocado.
Instead, I freaking almost threw up.
You're a bitch. That's what you are.
You don't hate anything like food?
I'm trying to think of what I hate. I hate, but you hate this too. Menudo?
I don't hate it.
Because that's slimy shit.
I don't eat that. That's nasty.
Exactly. You don't hate it, though? You just don't like it?
No, I hate it.
All right, then. There you go, motherfucker. So that's one thing we both hate, though. But something that I hate that you don't, I don't think so. I don't think I have anything.
It's got to be something.
I don't know. Have you ever ate tomatoes? It's like, cut a slice of a tomato and just eat it?
I don't know.
I got a coworker that does that.
That's nasty.
He grabs tomatoes and he slices it and he eats them like if they're orange slices. He just... What? The keys to small tomatoes. I've never seen anybody eat those.
Oh, the cherry tomatoes.
That's it. The people, everybody there was saying it's normal. But when he eats the slices of tomato, that's when it's like, whoa.
Yeah, that's
take
that's,
it easy,
that's
guy.
Too far, man. That's like some serial killer.
Yeah. Because once I saw him eating it, I was like, what are you doing?
Like, why did someone pile that tomato and they ate it like an apple?
Yeah, that's what he told me. That'd be nasty. He does that. He grabs the tomato and just eats it. It's just like, what?
The color is beautiful. The tomato's refreshing, but it's the texture. If you eat it by yourself, by itself.
I can't. I've tried it. I can't. I even put like seasoning on it and shit. I can't.
I've tried eating just a little slice of tomato like that and I can't do it.
I need some lettuce, some ham, and some bread in it.
It doesn't taste bad. It's just nasty texture, dog. You know what? Oh. No, we probably both hate that.
What? Let's say it.
Papaya.
Papaya?
Papaya is disgusting, dog.
Mexican I think I like papaya, actually.
It smells gross. It tastes gross.
I think I like it, actually.
Yeah, we'll see. Go buy one.
I don't remember. I'm trying to think of what else I hate that's like a food. Because I like octopus. Octopus is pretty bomb.
I hate octopus.
Damn, you're so picky, bro. Might as well be my girl. It's a bottle?
Is it like a...
It's not a hydro flask, I'll tell you that much.
No, but is it like a thermos type thing? Is it cold?
Yeah, yeah.
For a long time?
Supposed to, yeah. I don't really use it anymore, though. I just use it for the gym. Because at work, they have water bottles now. So there's no point in having it if I can just use a water bottle.
What else?
But for food?
Don't you hate spicy McChicken?
Love
them. I miss them, dog.
Oh. Do they still have them?
Nah, they had to take them off like 3 years
ago. Oh, they took them off like 3 years ago? God damn. Where do they have spicy chicken sandwiches like that? At those cheap prices? Ones?
Nowhere.
Wendy's? Maybe? No? Nowhere.
Nowhere.
Damn. Remember at school they had them?
Burger King has one, but it's not like nothing.
It's not good?
It's like, it's not nasty. It's just nothing compared to the...
I drank my first 40 yesterday.
You start singing?
Nah, I didn't cry either. I feel like I should report some out for the homies though, you know?
You probably couldn't walk for like 10 hours.
Stop. Hell nah. You know, actually, I'm building like a tolerance.
Why are you lying, dog?
It's actually taking a little longer to get drunk. I don't know if it's because I'm drinking beer though, I'm not drinking hard liquor.
Your girl's gonna hear this. So this
I was with her yesterday, stupid.
This was a liar.
She was the one I was with me.
She's gonna be like, I had to carry this one.
I stayed the night at her place too.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I slept on the couch. Not the couch, but in the living room. They pulled out that mattress for me.
Oh, no.
Set it out there. I was like, ooh. That was better than what you gave me, though. She gave me an actual blanket, not a pillow. Dang. Like a piece of shit. You just go to bed all snug, all warm. I'm over here chilling. I got the couch cushions on me, trying to keep myself warm.
The dogs are supposed to sleep outside, son.
All right. But you mean the dogs didn't even sleep outside? They slept in a fucking basket inside.
The dogs are supposed to.
You're a dumbass.
That's where your ass belongs.
No.
I should have tied you up too. A little chain on the ground.
Yeah, bro. You know what's funny? And I still kept going over. I was like, I didn't even learn my lesson, man. I was like, I don't want to kick you. I'm gonna go sleep over.
That's because I keep the hose in line.
Still, no blanket. Not even a pillow, fool.
Bro, do you know where we live?
I had to fold my sweater and then put my sweater as a pillow. God damn.
You better hope there's no super volcano eruption because you'll die within a week.
Hell no.
Freeze your ass to death.
I'll just kill you, fool, and I'll use your layers of fat as blankets.
Brittle ass bones.
I'll use your layers of fat as blankets, man.
I just tell you the weather for when your freaking knees start hurting, dog.
Fam. You know, honestly, my knees have been hurting with the cold, honestly. Recently?
They haven't. Okay.
They haven't.
Because it's not cold, fool. It's just raining.
It's cold, fool.
It's not cold.
It's cold.
You're tripping.
Bro, you're just fat. There's a difference. But it's cold.
You're just a whip, fool.
It's cold, fam.
Nah.
That's why I'm wearing the joggers.
I wear joggers all the time because I'm fat.
Well, I use it for different purposes. It's pretty warm.
Like, I'm almost in the mood to go home and play some Christmas music because of this weather. Like
Christmas music? Are you serious?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Go down Candy Cane Lane through the lights?
A little early? Watch Home Alone?
Oh, no. Why do you think you're such a private person?
I don't know.
What do you think pushed you to be so private on everything?
I think social media, dog. Can I see how stupid everyone... I see people who put their lives online and how stupid they are. They don't realize they don't sound, they're not being rational, they're not being logical, or they get into trouble because they put their life on it.
So you don't want to do that for the same reasons? You don't want anybody to look at you and be like, ha, dumbass.
Yeah, because why? Because those people are just gonna judge you, and they're not gonna help you. So I can learn from their mistake and just learn how to fix whatever's going on with me myself.
Instead of having a broadcast, help. Okay, I see what you mean.
Plus, it's nobody's business. It's like,
yeah, yeah. But still, it's just, you know, there's souls, people that just have to broadcast everything.
Yeah.
Some people that just broadcast, like, when they're hurting or when they want attention.
Yeah.
And you got people that just don't broadcast shit.
And, but to be fair, even outside of social media, like, I'm still really private. That's just because, I mean, if somebody, you can tell when someone doesn't care.
Yeah.
So what's the point of even saying anything?
Yeah.
Keep my group tight.
Then how do your conversations go when you meet someone new?
Like, new at work? New.
Yeah, just someone new. New in general.
Because
it's
not like I'm completely sealed off. Like,
I know, but stuff. Like, even there's some people that when they're like me, for example, when I meet someone new, I tend to just talk about them. You know what I mean?
I do that a lot too.
Where like I don't really bring up much about myself.
I gotta feel.
But
like
I'm asking a lot about. Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. So then I'm asking them all the questions. They're answering the questions, and I'm just going off of what they tell me.
For me, it's also like the situation is different. Like you just said. Anytime that it's like that could be
okay. Say it's somebody from work.
Is it a guy or a girl?
Does it matter?
It does matter.
All right, what's the difference then between the guy and the girl?
All right, well, a guy, there's a very high chance you could talk about sports. Okay. With a girl, like almost zero. So I would go that route, and then you start talking about like other things they're into.
So you would go into sports, and then whatever sports they like, then you go into that.
Yeah.
Is that always your go-to thing in sports?
Nope. Oh. It's just one thing I could do. But then you have to open up. Like, if I'm really sealed off, but if I'm like, talking to a girl, like relatively new, like, you have to open up. You have to say personal things.
So what kind of personal things do you say then?
Whatever they ask me.
So if they ask you, where do you work? You're going to be like, oh, this is what I do?
I'll tell them what I do for a living? I'll tell them what I do. I won't tell them where I work.
Oh,
like I'm
so you'll
like,
be vague about your answers then.
I guess you could say I'm vague. It's really just taking a little step back from the real answer.
Yeah. So when they're like, so what do you do for work? You're like, I kill people. But then you don't tell them where you kill people. You're just like, I just kill people.
I slaughter things. Nah, but like, you gotta give them something, cause then otherwise they're gonna be like, this is freaking boring. Like,
or they'll say you're weird.
Or you're weird. Like, my first relationship, I had to be, like, open because, and I had to be open to new things, like, oh, she was like, let's go here, let's go there, and I had to be like, oh, okay, I'm down, but then,
oh,
like,
no, no.
But then after a little while, after, like, breaking up, I was just like, no, I'm not doing none of that, like, I don't care, like, I don't, I had to do that stuff because I wanted to get to know you, and you wanted to get to know me, but now you're gonna see the real me. And the real me likes to go home on Sundays and watch football.
Oh, no.
Quietly.
Yeah, quietly, not even saying anything.
Quietly, dog.
So weird.
I love it. I'm getting hyped up for football.
I'm
watching football videos for, like, the last 3 days.
God damn, dude.
The freaking goals, man. They're blowing it, dog.
When you texted me that, I was with my girl's family.
Oh, and they lost the game in double overtime? Yeah, they lost last night, too. They lost 5-2, and they scored a goal on themselves.
What a bunch of dumbasses. God damn.
So it's a 7-game series. Right now they're down.
Choke.
Right now they're down 3-2. Tomorrow is game 6. So if they lose that one, they're done. If they win that one, then it's 3-3, and they play one final game. And the winner of that game goes to the finals. But
damn. What do they win in the finals? Is it money, or is it just like a trophy, or what is it?
It's definitely a trophy. I don't know about money. It's not like a major league. It's not Division 1. It's like a Division 2 kind of thing.
Players, there should be some money though.
Like Division 2 players, I think they all earn, I think it was a minimum of $50,000, but they earn on average, like, at least around this area, they'll earn like 70, 80 grand a year on average. To me, that's pretty good. You play hockey.
No, yeah, it is really good. That's like having a college degree, bachelor's degree, and working.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Except you don't work.
Bro, stop messing with that.
You work like maybe.
God, bro. Messing with the audio already.
It's not though, check
it. Yeah, check it, man.
I'm looking at computers again, but I'm not looking to buy for like maybe 2 months.
What kind of computers are you looking at?
Laptops.
So it's not a computer then?
It is a computer.
No, it's a laptop.
Computer, though. It computes.
No, it's a laptop. Because it sits on your lap. Okay. On top of it.
I'll put it on my lap. I'm too fat for that.
Oh, no, fat. You put it on your stomach?
I'll put my phone on my lap and that's it.
Is it stomach top?
Stomach top, yeah. Chest top.
Chest top.
I lay down in my bed. I wipe the crumbs off my shirt.
Oh, fat.
Strudel. Yo, toaster strudel is fire.
What?
Toaster strudel.
I never had them.
Bruh.
Never had them.
It's so delicious. It's like a better version of a Pop-Tart.
That's what I've heard. I've never had them. I don't even eat Pop-Tarts anymore.
I don't either. Which one's your favorite, though?
The flavor?
Strawberry, right?
Yeah. The regular strawberry. I'm trying to think the last snack I had. It was a drumstick. Ice cream.
Oh. What's your favorite bland cereal? Like, I guess healthy, air quotes, cereal? And what's your favorite, like, bad cereal, like sugary cereal?
So healthy cereal? It'll be the one you showed me, actually. A long time ago. The honey.
Manchurian?
No, that one.
Honey bunches?
Honey bunches.
I don't think that's supposed to be a healthy one.
Oh, really? I thought that was supposed to be a healthy one.
That's like a sugar.
No, oh, well, I like that.
You like that one?
Honey bunches votes.
That one's
bomb. That one's good.
My favorite healthy one would probably either be Life.
Oh, Life is good, actually.
Life is bomb.
I love it when it kind of melts into the milk a little bit. Yeah, Life. Bomb.
It's a heavy-ass cereal.
Yeah.
I like that one. And this one called...
For my healthy cereal, I like the Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles?
Hell yeah.
I like them, but they taste like... I have like an aftertaste of like medicine.
I don't know.
Like plastic.
I love them. I love them.
But it's either Life or... This is one cereal. It's a Quaker cereal. It's like these little squares, like Bran. It's like Bran squares.
Those
are good.
Sounds exactly like Life, though.
It's not as different. It's way different.
Because Life is squares, too.
But my favorite unhealthy cereal is probably Cocoa Puffs.
Cocoa Puffs?
If it's not Cocoa Puffs, it's either Cocoa Krispies or Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I'm surprised you didn't say Reese's.
Nah. Cocoa Puffs or Cinnamon Toast.
I'm not a big fan of Cocoa Puffs. I was more like if it was there and I was the only one, then I'd eat it.
I hear what?
But, yeah. I'm more a big fan of Fruity Pebbles. Fruity Pebbles or Frosted Flakes.
Oh, no.
You didn't like Frosted Flakes?
I do, but I wouldn't put them up there.
You probably add more sugar to them, huh?
Nah. Regular cornflakes with sugar.
Oh, hell, man.
Son.
I love putting slices of bananas in my cornflakes. Oh,
nah. I like slicing bananas into Cheerios.
Oh, that sounds gross.
That's fire.
Sounds gross. Wait, so where's that Brazilian restaurant at?
I think it's in downtown.
Downtown, okay. Then. Do you have to make a reservation for it, then? Is it downtown?
I mean...
Or is it strongly recommended?
I'm pretty sure it's strongly recommended, but I don't know how busy they get, to be honest.
Then I said, let's just make a reservation. Because I'm down to go. Yeah.
You know, I was reading. I saw an article about EDC, how it was last week, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I don't think I would, but I'd be very open to going again because they have it in May and it's not as hot.
It was cold this year, actually.
Yeah, it was windy. I saw videos people had hoodies on.
Yeah.
It was like the first year they had in 2011 was the first year in Vegas. And they canceled like the rest of the night because it was high winds.
Yeah. My girl's brother went.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
2011?
No, right now. This time. He did the EDC camping thing, though, so he camped out there.
Yeah, see, to me, that would have been dope. Like, in that weather.
But, yeah, that's what he did. He went, like, expecting it to be hot. So he had, like, all...
shorts and he didn't bring any about tanks.
So then he was freezing. They said he had a good time, though. It was a great time.
Because, damn, when I went, like, low-key, I was kind of miserable
because it was hot. Because it was so hot. With your sweat towel, fat ass.
It was, like, 100 degrees at night.
Remember that guy that grabbed a bag of ice from the little cart?
Oh, little bottle. Do you still have that thermos?
I think I threw mine away.
I don't know where mine is, eh?
Why, you're like my souvenir?
I think somebody stole it when I worked at Target.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
God, you can probably just buy one on eBay. Make your own. The hell, it's probably not even that hard. Insomnia.
Insomnia, that's what it's called?
That's what it said on it.
Is it Insomniac?
Well, yeah, Insomniac. Insomniac Events. Or some shit like that. And it had their logo.
It's like a foot, right? Or it looks like a foot.
Yeah.
I'll start my own festival.
What the fuck is it gonna be called?
It's gonna be called freaking
Fire Festival.
It's gonna be called Titties or No Entry.
Oh no. So you get a bunch of fat guys that are going.
For real.
Just busting all their fat titties out.
Titties and ovaries or no, that's what I wanna call it.
Oh no. That's a long ass fucking name.
I'll make it an acronym.
Let's oh my god, an acronym.
What does that come out to?
Titties and ovaries. It's T A O.
Tony. Tony Tayon.
Stupid. It sounds stupid already.
It does. Alright, let's just call it.
Ant's a dumbass.
We'll just call it Fit Fest. Because I'm fit.
The hell no.
Fat Fest?
Fat Fest. There you go. Right.
With a PH.
Get all the BBWs there.
I'm down.
And if you're skinny, you can't go in.
Nah, if you're skinny, you go in for free.
Oh, bruh?
If you're fat, you get charged $250. If you're fat, you get charged $125 for every pound you are.
That's discrimination, then.
I don't give a damn.
You said how much? $1.25? For every pound?
Yeah.
Damn, that's a lot.
It's a 3-day festival. It'll still be pretty cheap.
Nah, not if you're like 300 pounds like you.
Lose some weight, fat ass. I can't cheat sucky. I won't be able to afford to go to my own festival.
Yeah. It'll be way too heavy.
Oh, damn.
Ew, damn.
Nah, I'm not gonna make a music festival though. I'm gonna make like a food festival. Like, you know how they have, like, Taco Fest?
Oh, dude, yeah.
Cheese Fest.
The Taco Fest they had here?
Yeah.
I think they had it in Balboa, right, or some shit like that?
Probably downtown.
But my landlord sent me an ad. Like, she sent me, like, she kind of shared it. Uh-huh. And she sent it to me through a text message. But she didn't even, like, put any words with it. She just sent me the Taco Fest thing. And she didn't say, like, hey, I think you should go or anything like that. She just sent it to me. I don't know if it was, like, her trying to be, like, nice, but being just racist in the process. Because she didn't say anything.
I don't think it's racist.
And it was just out of the blue that she sent it to me.
It's just Taco Fest. It's a big thing.
I don't know, man. It has some Mexican flags on it. Some sombreros.
You like being a little triggered, man.
It was pretty funny, though.
You're spending a little time on social media? What's going on here?
No, man. I just thought it was funny. Because I was like, I don't really talk to her. She's our landlord. What the fuck?
You know what she do? Make a pug fest.
A pug fest? Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's already a thing.
Yeah, it's gotta be.
Making little pugs just running around.
What can we do here? What kind of fest?
I'm not trying to do this, so you can figure it out.
Tacos? There's already Taco Fest.
There's already Taco Fest.
Quesadillas?
Are you serious? There's only so much you can do with a quesadilla.
Steak Fest.
Steak Fest. That'd be an expensive fest.
That'd be dope, though. Quality. Keep it small.
Are you gonna go to Del Mar Fair this year?
I don't know. I haven't been...
I was gonna say, you haven't gone for a while, right?
I say this a lot, but the last time I went was literally the day, it was like literally an hour after Mexico got eliminated from the World Cup by Argentina in 2010.
Damn.
That's the last time I've been to the fair.
9 years ago.
Yeah.
That's a long time ago. Shit.
That's the last time.
When did I go? I think I was like junior in high school or maybe like a sophomore. Dude. I went with my family.
It was like 15 years ago.
They're stupid.
Last time I went, I had a deep fried chicken sandwich.
I had this girl go to my job, and she works at one of the barbecue places there. Mm-hmm. Her stepdad's like the owner of one of the barbecue places there at Del Mar. And she told me to go, and she picked me up. Yeah. So I'm like, hey, I got a reason to go, you know?
Yeah. But this chicken sandwich was deep fried. Like, the chicken was deep fried, and the bun was too.
Two Krispy Kreme donuts. Yeah. Sounds like something you would eat.
It would have been bomb, but the donuts were jelly-filled.
What's wrong with that?
I'm not a fan.
You know, I've been eating jelly-filled stuff now. They're pretty bomb, actually.
The only thing I like with jelly is a peanut butter sandwich.
Like those. What are they called? There's a certain brand that has those. Yeah, that.
Those are fire.
Those are pretty bomb, though.
I remember my old job they had on Crustable Day.
Are you serious? Yesterday, when we were at my girl's brother's restaurant where he used to work at, he doesn't work there anymore, he was telling us that they have this thing called family meal, where at the end of the night, when they're like getting close to like closing or whatever, or it slows down, the cooks, they make a meal for all the servers.
Oh, wait.
And they call it family meal. And it's like something that's not on the menu, so it's something new that they just create back there.
Yeah, that's what they did when I used to work at a restaurant.
Like, that shit was... Bones. They made like some spicy shrimp soup. It was pretty good.
Yeah, like my when I used to work in a restaurant on Sundays, they would make like something for the kitchen. So like They'll make like burritos, like fat ass burritos with like egg and chorizo.
Oh.
Or like some kind of Mexican thing. Because everyone in the back was Mexican.
Yeah.
It was fire. It was only for the kitchen. Like, I mean, they wouldn't sell it or nothing.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, that's what he told us. They make this thing called family meal. I was like, damn, that's pretty dope. Having something new to try, like, every night. It's not too bad. That's too bad. Oh.
Would you try the nasty parts of an animal? Like, would you eat, like, a bull testicle? Like, would you try it?
If I try it, what do you mean? Like, by itself? Or like, would it be,
prepared
like,
a certain way.
Prepared a certain way, yeah. Like, if it's, like, part of, like, an entree or some shit like that.
Yeah. Like, they season it, it's cooked, add sauce.
It has, like, add-ons with it. Yeah, I would try it.
Yeah.
But not, like, just grill it and just eat it by itself. No. Boiled. Nah, that's nasty. But if it was like part of like the meal, that's what it was, and I'd try it. You wouldn't?
Yeah, I would try it.
I don't think you would.
I would.
I don't think you would.
Especially if they didn't tell me what it was.
And that's when you fuck up. You want to know what it is, don't you? I would want to. Whatever it is I'm eating, I want to know what it is.
I can
put a name to
it. I'm the same way.
I don't want to know before I eat it, though.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
But you just said you don't want to know what it is.
Yeah, but that's because...
That's only a bowl of testicles?
That's because I already know what it is. That I want to not know what it is.
It doesn't make any sense.
Exactly.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. I keep looking over there at that light. And I keep thinking... To me, it looks like a sunset, kind of. Because the glare from the lights is on the...
I think you're just retarded.
Like, it looks like a horizon, like a sunset. And there's clouds above it. That's what it looks like to me.
I don't know. Is that just different shades of gray for you?
Nah. How long are we recording?
Still got a while though. 38 minutes. Still got 6 more minutes to go.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all, actually. Dude, so I went to my doctor's 3 days ago. I went to my doctor's on Friday. And they're going to put me on this new medication where I don't have to inject into my vein anymore. It's just going to be like a vaccine that I put on my stomach, my arms, or my legs. And then... First, I'm going to do it once a week, but then after that, I'm going to do it once a month. I'm like,
I'm going to start punching you.
It's going to be great. I said, I don't get to start it and start the new medication until July, but it sounds pretty great, though. Dumbass.
One was for allergies, one was for cholesterol.
Oh, my God.
I don't remember what the third one was, but
you probably bought some fish oil vitamins, too.
I take probiotics now, little gummies.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why?
I get sick a lot, dog. My freaking immune system is trash.
It's because you're fat, dude. You need to lose that weight.
Not just because I'm fat, dude.
Nah, it is because you're fat.
It's other things. It's probably genetic.
Nah, it's because you're fat, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're fat. That's why, dude.
Nah. I can't blame everything on being fat.
Oh, I am. All your issues are because you're fat. That's why.
Nah. All your issues is because I'm fat.
Nah, well, so, that too.
But that just sounds like a personal problem.
Nah, so it's not a personal problem.
You gotta figure it out.
That's why we gotta make you skinny somehow. Because then you being fat is just ruining my life.
Get out of my life, bro. I ain't trying.
Like, bro, honestly, it's the solution to all your problems, to be honest. You're single because you're fat. You can't find a girl. Because you're fat.
I can find a girl if I'm fat.
Nah, you can't. Not you. Not you. Maybe other guys, but not you, man. Not you. It's just, you need to lose the fat, man. You need to stop drinking, stop smoking, and you'll be fine.
You're retarded.
I gotta be honest with you, man. You gotta stop, man. You gotta stop doing all those lines. Stop shooting up, popping pills.
Nah, what the hell's the point of living?
No, that's the point of living, being skinny and not fat.
Nah, the point is to do drugs.
Hell nah.
Get messed up every day. Wake up confused and you cry a little bit in the shower.
Yeah, and cry a little bit?
Yeah.
It's because you're fat, huh?
And you stick a finger.
I feel like if you cry, your tears would have like some little salt on them.
All tears have salt on them.
No, yours would be extra salty, though.
Nah.
From all the carbs you eat. Nah. All the salty foods you eat. Why are you lying, dude?
I don't even salt my eggs.
You put salt in your water. That's how salty you are. Sprinkle just a little bit in there.
People say I'm weak because I don't salt my egg.
Because you don't salt your
egg? I
eggs?
Don't salt my egg. I just put pepper
Why?
On it.
Oh, I feel like that's fine, though. It's pepper. You're at least putting something on there.
Salt on eggs is that. Make some gray. Stop it.
I made some chicken yesterday. Not yesterday. When did I make that
some
chicken?
Some dry-ass chicken.
Friday, I made some chicken. Nah, it was pretty good. I put some lemons in there. I put some garlic cloves. And then I put some... pepper and some salt. Let it marinate a little bit. And cooked it on a grill with some coconut oil. Hoo-wee. It was bomb, dude.
That's some more flavor.
It's bomb. Kind of felt like I should have added some cumin, though. It's fucking popping here today, man.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, dude. It's never like this.
I was like, where is this? Is that
Because I went over there, but it was packed, so I just drove back over here. Why do you think
it's holiday weekend, huh? It's probably open late, the movie.
I thought it was because of that restaurant over there at the corner. That's where people were going.
Yeah?
Because then what movie came out? The only one I can think of is just the John Wick one.
The Secret Life of Pets. John Wick.
No, what the fuck? That came out too?
I don't know. I think it's gonna.
We're talking about now, though. So I don't think it's the movies. I'm pretty sure it's over there. No, you're stupid.
Yeah, that Dark Phoenix movie looks dope. The X-Men one.
Oh, yeah.
But who knows, man? Because X-Men Apocalypse was...
I don't know. I'm kind of...
asleep during that.
Kind of give up on the X-Men movies now. There's just so many of them.
I haven't seen all of them.
Don't know where they're at. The only ones I keep up with are the Wolverine ones. But besides that, I just... If it's X-Men and it's not focused on Wolverine, I just can't. It's like a mess of X-Men right now.
It's too much Marvel.
I don't mind Marvel, though.
This one is Marvel.
No. It's different.
It's different. It's not Disney.
When you said that, it reminded me of the Simba. Didn't you? You remember that, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. I was thinking of the Disney.
Oh, you were thinking of that?